I figured I would make a video about the virus and certain details that most people are missing. And also, I'm going to talk about the future of this channel and the podcast. Some people still continue to think that this will pass within a week or two. And unfortunately, they couldn't be more wrong. I would be surprised if we're done, if we're out of the woods in a month or two. The number that most people focus on, which does misleadingly sound scary, is the percentage of people that die after getting the virus. Experts estimate it to be between 1 and 3%, which is scary enough, but that's not the number that is truly scary. That's not the important number or the truly scary number. And even the infection rate, even though more scary, that's still not the important number. The scary number is the days of incubation that people could have this virus and not know it, not show any symptoms that they have the virus for from a week to 10 days. And that whole time, they could be infecting other people. They could infect their coworkers, their own families, and even perfect strangers. That's the scary part, that you could for 10 days be walking around giving it to everybody around you and you be completely oblivious to it. That's the number that is making it really hard to get over the hump to start minimizing infections and minimizing deaths. So the important thing here is to do your very best not to spread it, which means stay at home as much as you can. Only go out if you absolutely have to, like for groceries or for medical reasons. And if you do go out, stay away from people as much as you can. But if you can't stay away from people, wear a mask and safety glasses or glasses. The mask keeps you from giving it to other people, but not just that, it keeps you from giving it to yourself. When you're out and about touching things that could have the virus on them, most people unconsciously will touch their face. So the mask and glasses will keep you from touching your face or rubbing your eyes. To me, my own death is not that important. It's not a big deal. I'm 52 years old. I already lived my life. I know that some people say that 52 is young, but it's enough of a life that I have nothing to complain if I died tomorrow. To me, the worst thing is not dying, but me causing the death of other people, especially my own family, especially people within my own household. So every time that I go out unnecessarily, or even necessarily when I go out and I do not wear a mask, I'm not just risking my own life, I'm risking the life of the people within my own household. I'm risking bringing the virus back and not knowing that I'm bringing it back. It will be days before I get sick, and those days I could be giving it to people inside my own house. And just because you're young does not mean that you can't die. There's a great deal of underlying pre-existing conditions that make you extremely vulnerable to the virus. Just simply being overweight makes you more likely to die from it. Or having asthma, or having any kind of precondition that maybe you're not even aware of. The likelihood that you will survive it is high, but the more people that, because of your carelessness, you give it to, then the more likely that you will cause somebody else's death. Like I said earlier, my own death, people doing stupid things and causing their own death, it's not a big deal, at least to me. What is a big deal is that my carelessness or my lack of awareness, I could cause the death of other people. And the only thing worse than that would be causing the death of people within my own family. So every time that I go out and not wear a mask, I'm taking a higher risk of bringing that virus back to my own home. For the life of me, I don't understand why not everybody out and about, either working or buying groceries, why they're not wearing masks. And you don't need an actual store-bought mask. Anything you could do to cover your face, to keep yourself from touching your own face, would help. Anything that would keep you from, if you cough or sneeze, that virus doesn't escape into the air, you're literally stopping the virus from spreading, which could mean you're saving lives. So this is what I do, and this is what I highly suggest everybody else does. I do not go out But if I have to go out, I go out wearing a mask when there's a lot of people around. And if I spend a lot of time with people around me, when I get home, I wash the clothes that I'm wearing and I take a shower, making sure that whatever might be on me, I don't spread it around my house. Because of the slow actions, the government, the federal and state government here in Texas, this will only stop spreading by the efforts of individual people. I know that people are hoping for a few weeks, and the authorities or the experts are saying that it's going to be a few months, but I think both of them are wrong. I think because of the slow actions of the government and because of individual people not taking this seriously, not wearing a mask, not washing their hands, not going out, all of those, it could easily last a year. It could be not just the whole summer and spring and winter, it might be another summer before things start to get better. Because of what I see around, I think it'll be the worst here in the United States, worse than in Europe, worse than in China, because of people's inability to take this serious. Because either they just don't know, they're not following official procedure, or they simply deem it unnecessary. I would like to reiterate, if you go out where there's a lot of people, wear a mask. First of all, don't go out. But if you go out, wear a mask. Keep your distance. Do your best not to touch anything, especially your face. And when you get home, if you spend a lot of time around other people, don't just wash your hands. Wash those clothes and take a shower. You're literally saving lives by following what I just described. This will get much worse. Right now, according to officials, it's in the thousands of people that have died, somewhere around 4,000, at least as of yesterday, and it's only going to get worse. Hopefully I'm wrong, but it could be in the thousands per day for quite some time. And like I said earlier, it's only the actions of individuals that will start making those numbers come down, because this is beyond the ability of the government, at least that's what they've shown so far. Beyond their abilities to control. The biggest mistake people make within the government and individual people is to compare this to the normal flu. This is not the normal flu, and it's not because of its percentage of death per infected, it's because of its incubation time. You could be infecting people, you could have it and not know it for up to 10 days and be infecting people around you. That's the scary thing. And that's what's going to make this really hard to get rid of. It'll mainly depend on individual people being extremely careful, because the government is not doing enough. They're not prepared for this. They, first of all, don't even know what they're up against. They think that testing is not that important. Because of the lack of testing, they're going about it with their eyes closed. So like I said, it's up to individual people to do their part. I reiterate, do not go out, but if you have to go out, wear a mask, and if you spend a lot of time with people around you, like work or whatever, then when you get home, wash the clothes and take a shower. Do not just wash your hands. Take an actual shower. And hope for the best. Pray if you must. But this is going to get way worse before it gets better. I hate to sound hyperbolic, but I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm being simply cautious. I'm going to describe a few of my plans with this channel, a few of the videos that I'm hoping to make. And I don't know, hopefully clear up a few things after the intro. YouTube channel is not to get views, even though views are great or even comments are better. But the purpose for this YouTube channel is, as weird as this might sound, it's simply to store my ideas and to hopefully share them with other people that have similar interests as I do. And I've already made the videos that of my ideas that I thought were important, or maybe not important, but interesting enough to share. My physics ideas that are already up there were some of them, but also I wanted to share what I found when I investigated the JFK assassination. I've made a few videos of different aspects of the assassination, but I never shared the evidence, the new evidence that I found that I, at least in my opinion, proves beyond a reasonable doubt that all three shots came from that corner sixth floor window and that it was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. So I made a video that's about 20 minutes long that not only has that new evidence, but it also answers a few of the open questions that have led many people to doubt the Warren Commission. There were many issues with the Warren Commission description, especially with the single bullet theory or the magic bullet theory, but I think I've fixed those. I'm fairly sure I fixed it, and I answered quite a few of the questions, and especially the one as to why does the president's head go back into the left. I have repeatedly said that I fully understand and accept that ballistic experts say that the motion of the head does not necessarily indicate the direction of the bullet. But even still, though, that awkward motion of the head needed an answer, and I came up with an answer that I think actually answers the question. And I was able to not just give a better scenario to what happened within the limousine, the presidential limousine, but also I'm fairly sure I was able to clear a lot of the confusion surrounding the JFK assassination, starting with when Lee Harvey Oswald was in New Orleans and all the way till the presidential autopsy. And even beyond, I think I came up with good answers as to why there are at least one CIA agent that confessed to being a part of the conspiracy to kill the president, why he is wrong, why he is mistaken. And also why there's documents, for official government documents released that imply something more sinister than the official story. I am fairly sure that my scenario with my new evidence that by the way has been in plain sight for the past 50 some years proves, like I said earlier, beyond a reasonable doubt that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone without anybody else's help, but also I clear up all that confusion. So be in the lookout for that video. I'm setting it to publish automatically sometime in May, in mid-May. And I'm hoping to make a few other videos, a few other subjects that I am very interested in, and put them out there. But my point, I guess, is that I've already made the videos that I wanted to make. I've already, in essence, fulfilled the purpose of this YouTube channel. But it's not like I'm running out of ideas. I have more than enough ideas. What I'm lacking is time. I don't have the time to sit down and make the videos or to even research my ideas before I start talking as if I know what I'm talking about. But I guess my main point here is to be on the lookout for that one video. It's called JFK Assassination Resolved, meaning that I answer all the big questions that have led some people to the wrong conclusion. And even the researchers that agree with the Warren Commission got a lot of things wrong, or a lot of the questions, open questions, that they simply either deemed unnecessary to require an answer or simply ignored it. I answer those questions. I think I fix what's wrong with the Warren Commission and the people that agree with the Warren Commission. But I also include or don't ignore the open questions that the conspiracy theorists either answered wrong or simply stated that those questions needed answers. I answer them. So be out on the lookout for that video in a couple of weeks, in a few weeks. And I'm hoping to make another video. And I keep debating if I should even make this video. But and I've hinted about in other videos that I've made, already given partial hints as to why I don't call myself an atheist. I fully understand and actually agree with people that might say that, who cares why you don't call yourself an atheist? I fully understand that. But when I hear people refer to themselves as an atheist and then I ask them a few questions like why or how did they get to that point, they make a great deal of mistakes, logical, analytical, intellectual mistakes. They misunderstand, first of all, what the word means, God. Second of all, they're asking the wrong question. What if, does God exist, is the wrong question. That's one of the questions that, to even come close to answering it, you have to break it down into multiple questions, and people don't seem to know that technique. So I'm thinking of doing that technique for them, not to change their mind, but to maybe hopefully clear up the misunderstandings or misinformations around that question. Hopefully I'll have time to do that, but that's another video that I was hoping to do eventually in a more professional way than just talking into a mic. Just like with my JFK assassination video, I wanted to make a full documentary, full professional documentary, but I just haven't been able to. So I just made a video where I talked to the mic and just, I simply put out there all the questions that I found answers to and the new. So I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what I'm gonna do. I also wanna make another video about black holes. There's a aspect of black holes that even scientists seem to ignore or not notice or I don't know what, but there's a extremely interesting aspect of black holes that I've never seen other people describe. I've actually made a video about that specific idea of mine, but I didn't like the video, so I took it down. But I wanna make it a slightly better, maybe hopefully use more accurate words or more scientific words, I don't know. I'm never gonna run out of ideas to share on this YouTube channel or on my podcast. That's never gonna be an issue, but the issue is time. And it's just hard. It's for multiple reasons. It's hard for me to sit here and just talk. And even though it might seem easy, it's not easy. It's not even close to being easy. So, anyways, also, I guess my point was that I've already made the videos that I wanted to make, and the JFK assassination resolved will come out in May, mid-May, and I'm hoping to get to quite a few other videos that I think, if anybody's listening, will be helpful in your way of thinking. I guess that's it.